Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey there, welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here on Sports Daily. We've got you for the next little while on KFH. If you want to get in touch with the program, you got all kinds of ways you can do it. You can call us at 869-1240. You can leave us video comments on the different areas you can watch us, Facebook, YouTube, X, all those places available for you here on the air. And as we say this out loud, I'm kicking on the video stream right now. One button was missing there. So give me one second. And now we're joining you on the video stream. Welcome in, everybody. So you can leave us your comments, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can tweet at us directly. We can get those to you. You can also, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, even if you're listening to us podcasted or on demand, if you hit that little microphone, it'll leave us a voice message. We can get to those as we make our way through, if they're relevant, of course, to what we're talking about today. So get in touch with us. Austin did send us a message overnight. Austin Crutcher sent us a message about Austin Reeves, who had a game winner. What a week for him. The former Shocker is having a week, that is for sure. But we'll have plenty to get to today. We've got the World Series advantage now. Toronto Blue Jays surprising the world with a big game last night. They get the win. They take the series lead 3-2 and head back to Toronto. Yesavage was fantastic. The young pitcher doesn't even know how big the moment is. Strikes out 14. So we can get into that. We'll, of course, talk a ton of football as we always do on a Thursday from a variety of angles. We still will be continuing our previews of Chiefs Bills. We'll get PJ Glasser in to talk a little Thursday night football with us. We will also get you ready for the weekend of college football. Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, is with us. So it's all ready for you here today on a Thursday. TJ, we're excited about it. And it's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer made with actual pumpkin, served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. Now, TJ, good morning. How are you?
Jacob, let's not bury the lead. I know that the fans of the show have been waiting to hear this. This morning, I finally scheduled my coffee maker, and it was ready when I got out of bed.
Listen, I don't know why this was a difficult proposition. I mean, it just welcome to the modern technology, TJ. Usually I'm the one who gets made fun of for not embracing, you know, these things in life, these technologies that make things easier for us in some cases. But in this case, that's been you, stubborn. Yeah, they've had schedulers on them for a long time.
Crazy.
And it takes no time to do it. So I'm happy for you. welcome to 2025.
People will be excited that the first segment of the show will be more upbeat.
We also have a story that I am just fascinated by. Did you see the Louisiana governor yesterday? Just rip into LSU and what's been happening and the athletic director there and these buyouts and all of these things. Scott Woodward, he says, will not select the head coach. That was interesting.
My immediate thought was, could you imagine a world where Laura Kelly is doing that?
I mean, if they pulled the same shenanigans, if at a public university they fired a coach and we're going to pay him $50 million to not coach, and there's a history of it and you've got to look into it, then no, I can't imagine her doing it. But, you know, anybody's going to take a political football. This didn't feel like a political football, though. This felt like an LSU fan that's pissed off.
I think there's a two-sider to that one.
But it's good. I mean, he's not wrong. It's
We got to save this for a long sipping.
Just so people, because we'll talk about it when we come back. Just so people have the idea of what we're talking about. Like the Louisiana governor, who I've never heard of before yesterday, Jeff Landry, just went off on the Brian Kelly firing and the athletic director doing it and the buyout. He said, and then the quote that gets headlines, and this was obviously a joke, that he'd let Donald Trump select the next head coach before Scott Woodward, the athletic director, because there's a little history there. Scott Woodward, not directly but indirectly, had something to do with the Jimbo Fisher contract that went down this road. He called out a lot of the oddness, weirdness that agents represent, like all of these people, same agents might represent both coaches involved with the negotiation and the athletic director. It's weird. It is weird. That's a weird thing. Like if you go buy a house and you have the agent, and it's also their house, they bring somebody else in, right? Like it's odd to like have the agents leveraging clients against themselves and also the person who has to make the decision to hire them. $50 million buyout? $50 million buyout? Like what in the hell?
It's the same conversation we had on Monday, the fact of it's just insane the spot that college athletics have gotten to. Kurt Cignetti, if he gets fired and his new contract gets paid $90 million guaranteed. Like, that's made up number. Like,
but we can't pay the players. But we can't pay the players and fans. We really need you to step up your support so that we can keep up with the Joneses and the new modern world of college athletics.
That's nail on the head of what I've talked. I've talked to Kevin Saul about this for months, about like, man, like, I don't think that anybody was asking that we, the fans, needed to do this. I think that the whole NIL space was about, hey, Johnny Manziel made Texas A&M enough money to buy a new stadium, basically. Like, can he get a cut of that? Like, there's no shortage of money in college athletics.
No, there's not. And they're going to share, and they don't like it. And because of the good old boy nature of it, in a lot of ways, guys get $50 million buyouts. Goodness. I mean, the Shockers have dealt with this too. They've had to buy coaches out, nothing to this level, but the buyout, the idea of a buyout is very strange in a lot of cases.
In any other profession, basically?
No, I mean, there's severance packages for sure.
Yeah.
But like not to the level that we're seeing right now in college football. And in some cases, and I'm not going to get into it here, like they're used for silence, right? Like we're all just going to go our separate ways on this deal and everybody's going to be quiet about it. But you know, that's, I don't think that's the case in this situation. I think it's just, we did a ridiculous contract that was negotiated by the agent that represents all sides in the negotiation. And now when the performance isn't to the standard that they think it needs to be, there's this mass penalty, and they're going to have to go. They still have to go hire another coach, right? Like it's crazy. And the reality of it is, who has more to do with the national championship, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase or Ed Orgeron? I mean, the answer to that question is very easy. That is not a trick question. The players do. Of course they do. It's why Andy Reid doesn't make as much money as Patrick Mahomes.
Like, in college, though, you got to have somebody to bring them to campus. That's half the battle.
It is half the battle. It is half the battle. And you can bring a lot of great players to campus. But if they don't perform, and it's, I'm not trying to say they're not important. I'm trying to say they're not, like, the disparity of pay between Brian Kelly and whoever on the LSU roster is outrageous. And now it will be. But we'll get into that later in this hour. We're going to get into Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes head-to-head. Take you through some of those numbers as we continue to prep for Chiefs-Bills. PJ Glasser, our betting insider, joins us today. Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, joins us today. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up and fired up. They've always got the coffee ready there all across the Odyssey family of networks. We'll be right back with more Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of us here on Sports Daily and at Odyssey. I am headed to the Boo Bash with my kids. I tell you all the time, they got all kinds of great family stuff there at Crestview. It's a big Halloween party they're putting on. Supposed to be some karaoke. See if I can put some of these kids to shame. I don't know if it's adult karaoke, maybe kid karaoke, but I'll probably be singing anyway. It'll be fun, though. Candy costumes, all the fun.
What does a kid karaoke sing? What songs do they like to perform?
Oh, right now, I'm going to guess some K-pop Demon Hunters.
I was going to say.
Golden would probably be on there. My kids, I don't know how they do it or where they do it or how they keep up with it, because they don't really have any devices or anything, but they know all the songs that are on the radio. Like their memories must just be sponges. They hear stuff one time and maybe they sing it to each other at school. Maybe their friends have stuff at school that they listen to, but they kind of know all the hits. And my son, man, he never met a song he didn't like. He was classic rock when I used to take him to like preschool. Just loved it and still does, but now he's got two older sisters. So, you know, he has to like or pretend to like at least all the pop stuff, cause that's what they listen to. And he just wants to do everything that they do. But we'll check it out. Thanks to Crestview Country Club next week, golf week. I got to get out there and play as much as I can. Next week looks incredible weather wise, but we appreciate their support of the program. Give them a call, ask them about all the different kinds of memberships they have today. All right, we come back here. This hour, we're gonna hit this, and then we're gonna hit that story out of Louisiana, and then in the next hour, we're loaded with guests: PJ Glasser, Tim Fitzgerald joining the show. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. TJ, we're going back and forth on some stuff and trying to pick this game, and it's gonna be hard. Like my brain keeps telling me, you know, pick the Chiefs. The line moved to like what, 2.5 yesterday. In some places, 2 in some places. I'm seeing it more often at 2 here this morning. But it's just what's interesting about it, and my brain saying Chiefs, sometimes my gut's like, yeah, but it's regular season Bills. And most of that comes because of the history of this series. If we dig into this, Josh Allen has owned the regular season in meetings of he versus Mahomes. And then, of course, Mahomes has owned the postseason. It's a really interesting dynamic to this rivalry is just these two, you know, these two and the way that they've gone historically in this matchup.
Yeah, I agree. It is kind of staggering the difference between the regular season and postseason between these two, because Mahomes hasn't really had much success at all in the regular season against Josh Allen. And I'm sure that now that I'm saying that out loud, if we ask PJ Glasser about it, I'm sure he's going to say, put the sports knowledge aside, Mahomes doesn't beat Allen in the regular season, especially not on the road. I'm not sure if he – I think he did one time, and I think that it was the COVID season when there wasn't fans there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken about that. So it's kind of crazy that the Chiefs, who have beaten everybody, haven't really had a ton of success against them in the regular season. So I don't know what it is, but – I mean, my mind tells me that they can, because this isn't the same Bills team, the same, stature that we've seen it be. So that might be the year, but I also would not be shocked if it's not.
So they've played each other then nine times, so far in their careers, that span from basically when Josh Allen came in 2018 to now. They have Patrick Mahomes. Is if we're looking overall, Patrick Mahomes leads almost all the passing statistics. Josh Allen leads all the rushing statistics, and they've both been very good. When I say Patrick Mahomes leads the passing statistics, Josh Allen's still been awesome, right? Throwing the ball. And then he's been such a weapon in this series running the ball that he has 70 rushing touchdowns over his career. Isn't that crazy? 70 rushing touchdowns over his career. But they're both obviously amazing quarterbacks. And then if we go to their head-to-head matchups, they've met 5 times in the regular season. That they each in those 5 regular season matchups, they both have 10 touchdowns. Josh Allen only has 3 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes has 7 interceptions. So in the regular season meetings, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes nowhere near his, you know, normal numbers. Josh Allen has a better quarterback rating. Josh Allen has been a better runner in the regular season meetings. He's averages a little over 40 yards a game. He has 3 rushing touchdowns in those games. Josh Allen has been the better player individually in the regular season throughout the games that they've played. If we go over to the playoffs, which make up 4 of their head-to-head meetings, that's where things get a little bit different. That's where Patrick Mahomes has been just out of his mind in these games, a near perfect quarterback rating in the games, 9 touchdowns in those 4 games, no interceptions, complete 75% of his passes. Now, Josh Allen's also been incredible in those games. In fact, he's been better in the playoffs in these meetings, TJ, than he has been in the regular season. And that's the thing. Like, we always look at this and we're like, oh, it's always Patrick Mahomes beating Josh Allen in the playoffs. No, it's the Chiefs beating the Bills, because Josh Allen, by the numbers, has been an even better quarterback in the playoffs in these head-to-head meetings than he has been in the regular season. The only difference, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been nearly as good in their regular season meetings. Not that I think Patrick Mahomes will be great this weekend, but Allen has 9 touchdowns to 1 interception. He's been kind of the same kind of runner. It's been over the 4 games, he has 260 yards. So it becomes a bigger part of his game in the postseason than in the regular season on a per game basis. So like we try to break this down and we look at these 2 quarterbacks, and you almost feel bad for Josh Allen in this, don't you? Because like these head-to-head meetings, and it almost is never anything to do with Josh Allen and the losses. Josh Allen's been fantastic in these playoff games.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is 2 of the best. You know, it's probably the 2 best in the NFL going up against each other than it has been for 5 years probably at this point. And so it always makes good TV. And then just, you know, pertaining to this one, you know, going to Orchard Park, obviously it doesn't have – quite the same, you know, home field advantage as Arrowhead does, but it's a really good one. So there's a lot of different factors that go into this. You know, I think that if it was an Arrowhead, you'd feel more comfortable taking the Chiefs. But, you know, going up there, playing against them in the regular season, like you're listing off these stats, you know, it shows that this regular season has been a wild series between these two.
Yeah, it has been, you know, it's the last time they played was last year, right, in the regular season. That was November, right? Yeah, it was late in the year.
Last time they played was the AFC Championship.
Right, on the regular season.
Yeah.
Mahomes was better than normal in those games, and the Chiefs lost, right? That was probably his best. His very first game he played against Allen in the regular season, he was really good. But then they played 3 more times every year, 21, 22, 23. And Mahomes was average, honestly, like not that good. He had, over those 3 games, he had the same number of touchdowns as interceptions. And then last year, he still threw 2 interceptions in that game, the game that they lost. He was a little bit better, but still not. But the reality is, like, how much is it those and how much is it Josh Allen? You know, like, yeah. What is,
I mean, last year it was Josh Allen, and you know, there wasn't much that Patrick Mahomes could have done about that. As you said, he played well. And you know, just watching that game, it was just a slow burn of here come the Bills and they're going to do what they want to do. The Bills last year felt like what the Chiefs are this year, kind of like, and I feel like it's, you know, changed a little bit. I think the Chiefs are back to what, you know, the dominant that they were, yeah. But I mean, the Bills were the best team in the AFC. Like they,
Yeah.
So, and we saw that last year. The Chiefs ended up with the better record, and they got the home field, and that helped a ton in the playoffs, and they kind of got fortunate about that. Not fortunate. They deserved it. They won all the games. But I don't know. It's not the same Bills, though. That's what we keep going back to. There's a different feeling going into this one because we've seen them lose twice, and I don't know how much different it is. I mean, they lost some key pieces. They bring back a lot of key pieces. I don't know. We had this conversation back in July. Did the Bills get better this year? I don't think they thought
they did because they added some defensive pieces, but those guys haven't been there. They haven't been there for a lot of it. I don't know what's going on there. And I also, just like we talked about yesterday, I also don't even know how bad, like the Bills, there's this perception that they're not good, but they're not bad. Like they've won a lot of games big. They just have had a little stretch there where they didn't play particularly well. Josh Allen has had his bye week and Patrick Mahomes has not. So it's a little difficult to stack up their numbers side by side. But Josh Allen's been good this year. Josh Allen, by passer rating, is at almost a dead heat tie with Patrick Mahomes. He's a little ahead of it, and that doesn't even factor in the running. Josh Allen has been fantastic this year. So it's not a Josh Allen thing, right? They're running the ball really well. They're one of the better running teams in football. James Cook has been really good. It's that they don't have like a traditional true number one wide receiver. But even despite that, Josh Allen's numbers have been fantastic. So I think they're being overlooked a lot, which is why my gut keeps pushing me back to, are you really going to lay points when the Bills are playing at home when we look back to the history of this series in the regular season? And I think that's a little bit crazy. Patrick Mahomes in the playoff games against the Bills has been, he's been a surgeon. He has just shredded them apart. Over the four games he's played in the playoffs, it's 9 touchdowns, as we mentioned. He's never had a quarterback rating under 111 in those games. He has been otherworldly, but that's not been the case in the regular season. For whatever reason, obviously Mahomes has the it factor of getting up for big games. So then, like, if we take the quarterbacks away, there is a very good chance both quarterbacks are really good on Sunday, right? They generally are. Allen has been good basically in every game they've played. Mahomes, most of them. All the postseason games, he's had a couple in the regular season where it's been a little bit dicey, but he's also, like, to try to take last year into it, assuming Trey Smith goes and he practiced limited yesterday and Juwan Taylor practiced in full, assuming he goes and they go and it's not, you know, Simmons probably won't be back. I don't think he's still not back with the team yet. This is a totally different Chiefs team rolling into Buffalo than Buffalo saw last year. And I know that they won all the regular season games, but at least offensively, this team is significantly better. Even if Isaiah Pacheco can't go, and I assume that he won't be able to, this team is better offensively than it was a year ago. So then what happens, right? And that's where my brain keeps telling me, doesn't matter, Chiefs are the better team, go with the Chiefs. So it's a really interesting, like, what have we seen?
It's backwards five times. Yeah, it feels backwards from last year. Like I said, I mean, last year the Bills were what the Chiefs are this year. I mean, that was what it was. And this year the Chiefs are what the Bills were last year. If everybody can see that, like, oh yeah, they're the best team. Like their offense is way better. And then the Bills have a better record. The Chiefs are a better team. I don't know.
And they don't have much of a better record now. Of course, they've had the bye, and you've got 5-2 and 5-3. But there is a clear, and we're talking about all the quarterbacks, and man, Buffalo is really going to want to run the ball. And that is something the Chiefs have handled well this year. That's to me, like, that's the big question. If the Chiefs are able to keep Buffalo from running the ball, can the Bills still win the game? Do they have enough firepower to sling it like that this year? And I think the answer is probably they do. They really lean heavy into tight ends. When we think about their run game, it's not as simple as just stopping James Cook, right? You also have to stop Josh Allen. And in these games, Josh Allen will run like crazy. We all remember the play, the Jim Nance call on the play last year to sort of ice the game and all of that stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, when we keep – and we'll ask Glasser about this in the next hour. My gut just keeps saying they're going to get points at home, and that number may go to 3 by the time we get to this weekend. Like, you may get the field goal there.
the better question to ask here, do you think that the Chiefs can win the game?
For sure. Do I think they can? Yeah.
If you were picking this game on the money line, would you pick the Chiefs?
Probably. Yes, probably.
The 2.5 are skewing you here.
Two and a half. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely playing in. And I think by the time we get to it, it'll probably be bigger than that. It's tough. I mean, let me try to pull up real quick how close these games typically are.
It's just such a statement game for both of them. Like, if the Chiefs win this game, it's going to be, oh yeah, well, this is what we've been waiting for. Like, every Chiefs win has had an asterisk so far that we've been talking about. And then, you know, the Bills lost two. They want to prove that, hey, we're still one of the best teams in the AFC. If they can beat the Chiefs, that's something you do.
The game has been, these games going back to 2021, so this isn't all of them, but we'll just go back to 2021. 6-18, the Bills crushed them in 21. 6-4, 3-3, 9-3 are the margins. So they usually are close within a score. There have been a couple of times where they haven't been, and those usually favor the Bills when that's happened. But, man, it's I cannot wait. Like, this rivalry, it's right there. And I was you know, very much a part of Brady versus Manning all those years and all that. But this one has felt as good and delivered as big moments as any I can remember. I mean, I grew up a 90s Cowboys fan. The Cowboys Niners were, I mean, it was the best. And this is right there with any of them. And it's because these two quarterbacks just elevate every single time. And no matter what's happening around them, these games are good, and I think it will be again, and I think it'll be close. And if that line keeps going toward the Bills, it's going to be hard. That's a lot. You know, it's already two and a half some places. I think it's going to be to three by the weekend. We'll see. Maybe more people will jump on. We'll see what Glasser thinks. And you know, timing is everything when you make these bets. I would say if you're going to bet the Chiefs, bet them now. You know, get them now, because I don't think you could have had them at one if you'd have bet it right when it came out. Which would have been, that would have been fantastic if you're a Chiefs fan.
I don't think I agree with that. I'd say I'd wait if I was a Chiefs fan. I feel like it's gone up. I feel like it's going to float back down.
You think it's going down?
I mean, I think that
I don't know why it would change directions all of a sudden.
I think it's at the point now where all the public money's saying, why are the Bills underdogs at home? And I think that it's going to start floating back that way.
Well, the money is going to the Chiefs. That's why the line keeps moving toward.
I think the money's going to shift. I think the people are going to.
I don't know that that ever happens. But we'll see. We'll ask Glasser in the next hour what he thinks about that. All right, let's dig into this story that has fascinated me for the last 24 hours. Man, oh man! So you've got
We need to call Dylan about this.
We can talk to Fitz about it later too. But and it's look, good for him for getting up there and saying it. So the Louisiana governor, Jeff Landry, went all in smashing LSU about this decision on the Brian Kelly buyout. He called out Scott Woodward, the athletic director, very directly, saying, in fact, quote, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next head coach. He didn't just go after him about this one. He went after him about the Jimbo Fisher situation, and Jimbo Fisher was given a huge contract at A&M, and then this athletic director left, goes to, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, goes to LSU, tries to hire him away. Jimbo Fisher then gets an extension and an even bigger buyout, only to be bought out. And now he comes in to lure Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. He does this big buyout. All the agents are the same. It's like the same one or two agents in all of this. And he's just saying this system is jacked. Like, what has happened? Like, how can this be possible? And he calls out and says that this were, you know, that you'd be disbarred if you were a lawyer in these kinds of, like, you know, conflict of interest situations. But, and he's not wrong. Like, how can an agent represent the person signing the contract, the person being bought out, and the person that's going to sign the new contract? Whose best interest is that agent looking out for?
His.
Right. Like, the most money everywhere means the most money for me. And, yep. And like, I don't know, like, why any, and universities, by the way, just sit here and they're just cool with it. Okay.
It is. I kind of had a feeling that once this one dropped, I mean, I saw like I was talking about, CBS Sports had an article about, you know, it might be time to look in the mirror, athletic directors, you know, like coaches are just allowed to fail in college sports and get fired and paid for it. And like the people that are the people that hire him, like it's their failure. Like that's the thing. If you're an athletic director and you hire a coach that doesn't work out, it's kind of your fault. Like it's not in the direct way.
There's a lot of reasons it doesn't work out. The buyout is your fault.
Yes. 100%. It's not directly your fault if it's a bad hire. There's external factors and everything like that.
Well, a bad hire or it just didn't work out. It can be a great hire that doesn't work out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It depends. What's funny is they hire away Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly leaves Notre Dame and then Notre Dame goes to a national championship game. So, you know, now, and this is what the governor's saying, like, there are lots of coaches out there. Don't hire the one that comes in and says, and his agent says, we got to have a $50 million buyout.
Yeah, okay? That's
great.
The thing.
We're not hiring you then. Go have fun. We'll go to the next candidate. But they don't do that. They don't. They're like, okay, fine. Yeah, we'll do that.
That's the biggest part of this is the fact that athletic directors, like, it's just, it will to these coaches, like, and it's going to happen again. Like, what do you think Lane Kiffin's buyout and his new contract is going to be? It's going to be astronomical if you want to get him to your school.
But that's what the governor here is saying, and it's what more people need to say. That's why this guy, it doesn't sound like, is going to be allowed to make that hire, because that's exactly what he would do. He would here's what he would do. He would hire a committee, okay? He would hire a committee to go tell him,
you should hire Lane Kiffin.
And then Lane Kiffin will come in. And he'll say, I need a $60 million buyout. And I don't know who Lane Kiffin's agent is, but it's probably one of the same one or two. And then they'll say, okay, fine. And then Lane Kiffin will win 9 or 10 games a year. And in 4 years, he'll get fired. And then he'll get the stupidest thing ever. The correct answer should be, oh, you need a $50 million buyout? Well, then we're on to the next person. We're going to hire somebody that doesn't need a $50 million buyout.
It's to the point. The thing is, though, is that, like, it's okay. It's okay to do it, but like you can't be wrong and do it. Like that's the thing. Like the buyout is basically an athletic director saying, I'm so sure this will work that I will give you $50 million if we fire you, and taking a bet on it. And every time they're almost wrong, like it never works.
Because there are so many factors.
Yeah.
And it's totally unreasonable. Brian Kelly was not unsuccessful at LSU.
Nope.
So like you have to put that metric in there too, right? The difference in the barometer for Cignetti at Indiana is different than the barometer for whoever the coach at LSU is. Ed Orgeron won a national championship. They fired him. Mm-hmm. Like how many years later? Two? So like what are we doing here? Like the reality is if you are the athletic director – and you know that 9 or 10 wins a year is not good enough, you can't also do the buyout. Yep. If the standard is so high that it's going to take a national championship every 3 years to just like, then that should tell you more than anything. God, I can't sign the big buyout then because we're probably going to have to cycle through coaches here.
That's the thing though, is that it's to the point now where it's so, you know, systemic is that every coach is going to ask for a buyout. Every coach is going to ask.
At some point, somebody's just got to say no. You don't think LSU? You don't think LSU can hire a great coach without putting in a buyout?
Not to the caliber that's going to make them happy. Like they just fired a guy.
Here's
that
what
won
makes them
10
happy.
Games.
The only thing that makes them happy is winning.
Yeah, but they just fired Brian
you
Kelly.
You can't hire
somebody worse than Brian Kelly.
They fired Ed Orgeron, who won a national championship.
And they hired Brian Kelly. Like, that's what you have to do if you're going to fire somebody.
You don't know. Like, see, you don't have to do that. And that's what this governor is saying. No, you don't. Do you think right now if they went and hired the Tulane coach who's done a hell of a job right down the road, you think he's going to command a $50 million buyout?
He wouldn't, but it would. Everybody would. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't work,
the only way he would is if these agents get involved and say, "Well, you're not. He ain't taking it unless you give him." But the reality is, if you're that dude, you're like, "You want to pay me how much a year? Yeah, let's come give it a shot." You can find that coach.
Yeah, he'd be all for it. But like, listen, like you're not going to fire Brian Kelly to go hire John Summerall.
But the point is, you've already gone down this road once. You can't do it again. That's what the governor's saying. That's what the governor is saying.
The governor is saying no more of that nonsense. I think the biggest overlying message is, why the hell did you just fire Brian Kelly? Like, that's the biggest thing here. Like,
sure.
It didn't make – like, that's what we've been talking about. Like, why did Penn State fire James Franklin? Like, who are you – like, unless you want to reset this thing, like – and that's the two options on the table is the biggest issue. The systemic part is what I'm talking about, is that you can hire a young, unproven coach, and you might have to rebuild a little bit. Or if you don't want to do that, you hire James Franklin and take out a, you know, arm loan.
And win 10 games a year and be happy about it. It's just none of it makes sense together. Which is why that governor went after the agents, and guess what?
You hire John Summerall. He comes in, takes you to a CFP semifinal game. Then every program in the country wants to hire him. Then you have to give him an extension and put a buyout in there.
Yeah, because the agents get involved. And I think that at some point, there's got to be like a collective pushback. And we're going to punish and be so mad at these kids when they want to transfer, right? But we're not at these coaches.
Yeah.
We're not. Like, we'll just, okay, this is just a business. That's just how it works. It's just how it works when it's the coaches, but not the players. The players, they made a commitment to that university. They need to learn something about respect, and their word is their bond, and they can't, like, what are we doing? They already get a scholarship.
I don't know where I saw this, but this was a while back. This is a college basketball story, and I believe it was a Sam Houston State transfer who played 4 years there, was awesome, best player on the team, and then transferred to some like SEC school or Big 12 school. I can't remember.
Right, Texas Tech. I think they had one of those.
Something like got a big payday, and the dude took his payday and donated to the NIL fund at Sam Houston State, and it brought out the argument about like there should be a business model to where it's like, because poaching is such a big deal. Like, it shouldn't be on the player to be like, yeah, well, you know, I want to leave, so I guess I got to pay this, like a, you know, buy out of my contract. It should be, hey, like, Texas Tech, you want me? Like, you need to come pay Sam Houston. And, like, that would elevate the mid-majors, which is a good
idea. That'd be cool. There's a lot. Look, there is going to be settling, and I don't care what LSU wastes their money on as long as it's private money, but the governor has a point. There better not be a penny of that. This is a public institution. Yeah. Better not be a penny
that's,
of
that's
that.
That's the big that,
that's
the
not just
here.
Coming out of the pocket of a donor. But even if it's all being privately funded, that means something else isn't being funded by that person. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit dicey. People can spend their money however they want. I don't care. But if you're like a governor and you're looking out for the best interests of your universities and all this stuff, like, it is problematic that the donors are now spending their money to buy out coaches rather than, I don't know, lower scholarship cost, add scholarships, try to make the cost of college somewhat affordable, because it's outrageous right now and ridiculous for most people to go and make justification of the education that they're getting. Like, there are so many big issues that are in front of us right now with higher education. And we're buying out coaches for $50 million?
I just looked it up. ESPN's got an article about it. Just from the coaches fired this year in this cycle, which is Lane Kiffin, Billy Napier, Mike Gundy, Sam Pittman, Brent Pry, Deshaun Foster, Trent Bay, Trent Dilfer, and Jay Norvell.
Lane Kiffin wasn't. Why'd you say Lane Kiffin?
Why did I say Lane Kiffin? I don't know. Trent. I don't know why I said Lane Kiffin. Not Lane Kiffin. Yeah. Okay. Billy Napier, Mike Gundy, Sam Pittman, Brent Pry, Deshaun Foster, Trent Bray, Trent Dilfer, Jay Norvell. That list of guys, along with Brian Kelly, not Lane Kiffin, $168 million in 1 year.
And that's none of us can afford to send our kids to college, and we can't pay the players because
that's the thing. I don't want to, you know, pound my head on the table here and act like I miss the old days of college sports and stuff like that. But like, we're at the point now where it's like, if you don't have a $500 million stadium, $100 million head coach, and a $20 million roster, like, you don't have a chance.
Which is why we need expansion, which is why we need more money to shift toward the players, which is why all of these things, and that's just the way it is. Now,
but like, the money shifting towards the players isn't coming. It's not getting taken out of a different accounting line. Like,
yeah, it is to some degree because there's revenue share, but like it's just, this is the most egregious thing that happens. Like, of all the attention that all the other things get, as far as money goes, this is the most egregious one, and it's not talked about enough. And kudos to a governor for getting up and calling a spade a spade. Like, this is absurd what we are doing with these coaches. It's absolutely insane. $50 million to not coach is what Brian Kelly's going to make right now.
That's the life to live.
I know. It's good work if you can find it. We'll come back. We've got betting talk in the next hour. We'll see what Tim Fitzgerald thinks about it, plus his thoughts on K-State this weekend against Tech and a little college basketball preview. Busy second hour of the show. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.